Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
Is it spring training yet? Hey, Giants fans, this is another interview in a series of interviews that I conducted yesterday at AT&T Park during Media Day. This is with Giants' new closer, Mark Melancon. He's a pretty chill, laid-back, red-headed guy. He talks a lot about sports science, nutritional science, and sleep science, and just kind of the mentality that it takes to be a closer and what brought him and what attracted him to sign with the Giants. Hope you enjoy this one and all of the others that I've conducted. And, of course, everything is available in video form on YouTube and over at torturecast.com.
Just in and outs, you know. So I know maybe the surrounding area, but that's it.
Excited?
Extremely excited. Yeah, just going even through this process with commercials and how organized everything is, it's just kind of, it makes sense, you know, why they're such a winning organization, and the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Have you given much thought to the fielders behind you, particularly being a ground ball guy? It seems like infield.
Yeah, I did. that was a huge reason why I wanted to sign here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten to see those guys play on the other side, and pretty fun to watch, I'd say.
Do you, your name is by far the most mentioned name so far this morning. Do you like that there's a lot of expectations and you know, a certain amount of pressure?
I look at it as an opportunity, you know. It's a chance to kind of fill something that is needed. So, you know, for me, it's what I relish, it's what I enjoy. It's simply an opportunity for me to succeed.
Mark, you went up against these guys for a few years. What's your impression now from what you've seen against them coming over here, and what have you learned?
Well, my impression is that it's just a first-class organization. The guys have a camaraderie that's unique. Even watching guys come in today, haven't seen each other all off-season. Just really cool. Everybody's, best buds.
And you feel like you've had no problem mixing in? I mean, as you mentioned, it is a pretty easygoing clubhouse, and Bochy sort of sets the tone.
Yeah, Boch is great. He's obviously a leader, and everybody looks up to him. He's, you know, very casual, but when things need to get done, you can tell that he knows how to get it done.
Mark, assuming you like pitching in this ballpark, what do you like about it?
Well, it's a pitcher's park.
That's why I made the assumption.
No, it's our office, and it's a beautiful office, but the weather, you know, helps create that pitcher's park, the dimensions, and then you have the ambiance, the atmosphere, all that plays, and it's probably the best place to pitch.
Did you like pitching here as a visiting player when the fans were not cheering for you?
Yes and no. I like to be out there on the mound. I didn't like being in the bullpen. All the fans heckle you, and there's nowhere to really hide, so I didn't like that part of it, but I've always enjoyed coming here and playing, yeah.
Mark, take this as a compliment. You kind of remind me, your demeanor, of Rob Nen. Is that a key to the closer success, to be just so even-keeled and calm and just smooth? That, you know, because when you're out there, everything is on you.
Yeah, no, you have to have a short-term memory, you know. If something goes bad, you got to be able to wash it away, but... For me, I don't like to live too high or too low. I just want to be the same guy all the time, and I think your teammates will appreciate that in the long run. And I always want to respect the game.
Has it been good for you having a guy like Clint Hurdle and then a Dusty Baker, and now you come to Bochy? You don't have an autocratic, you know, guy who's going to hammer you all the time. You've got a pretty smart fan, or I should say, player-friendly manager.
Yeah, no, I've been extremely lucky to have, you know, really good managers, guys that kind of give you the lead and say, go do what you do, and have some trust in you, and be able to communicate really well. So, Boch is obviously all of that too.
Does his reputation precede? I mean, you as an opposing player knew of his reputation and how he handles a bullpen. How big was that for you, considering this team?
It was huge, because I've witnessed, and I've also been on other teams that the bullpen has been mishandled, mm-hmm. and it can kind of get hidden under the rug, you know. But 162 games, it's going to be brought out there, and people are going to realize, you know. So handling the bullpen is a huge job, and Bochy's well known to be one of the best, and I was very aware of that.
I'm curious, you got some young guys that are sort of moving into the roles of middle relief. Do you feel almost like you have to be kind of a mentor, sort of on the side, in addition to the pitching coach and Mark Gardner with these kids?
Well, I would like to be. I hope they take me up on that, because I enjoy that part of the game. It's part of everyday job. I mean, it's not just me teaching, it's them going to be teaching me as well, you know, and it's hopefully I can add a lot of value for them, but they're also going to do that to me as well.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of enjoy, it looks like you've been having a good time. See some of the clips. Looks like you've been having a good time with some of the commercials.
Oh, those commercials. It just shows what a terrible actor I am. it's been a lot of fun, yeah.
Mark, how about your new battery mate, another Gold Glove winner? Looking forward to working with him?
Buster? He's decent.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's decent. So, I mean, everything you guys have said, it's a huge, you know, all those things are why I wanted to sign here. And just talking to Buster on the phone and being around him and knowing what kind of work ethic he has, sign me up, you know.
What are the biggest reasons for your success the last 3 years or so? Because you don't have you don't strike out 90 guys in 55 innings like the prototypical modern day closer does.
Yeah, I get outs though, so that's.
How do you do that?
Have a Gold Glove infield behind me.
That'll help.
A pitcher's park. You know, consistency is my biggest thing. I pitch with angles. I pitch down in the zone. I locate. You know, I have movement on my ball. A little bit of deception. And I feel like I have a really good plan out there. So, makes for a good mix.
Here's what the yogis want to know. Have you found a good Bikram yoga place?
I have not yet.
No.
It's not in my regimen anymore, but... No, I enjoy.
Can you share a little bit of your regimen with us? You know, I know you're kind of one of the more innovative athletes as far as your training regimen.
Yeah, where do I start? You want me to go through my day? You want me to tell you what I use?
Yeah, whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh, sure.
So the last 3 or 4 years, I think it's 4 years now, I've been using a heart rate monitor.
Okay.
Not simply a heart rate, but it has a lot of different metrics, but that's a big one for me, just to be able to keep me dialed in and help me kind of make sure I'm in sync throughout the process of my day, when to be ready, and how ready, basically. There's a few different tools for preparation that I use. Right before the game, right before I go out to the bullpen, kind of lets me know where I'm at from a systemic standpoint, and it will allow me to kind of take the path whichever way I need to go to kind of get myself even more ready. Tools like sleeping devices and monitors. I work with a company called Inside Tracker that helps keep my nutrient levels and different vitamin deficiencies and stuff like that. So, anything that I can learn and get better with is always something that I'm excited about.
Yeah. And when did you start doing that? What were the benefits that you noticed?
Well, it's little things, but at this point, that's kind of where we're at. We're trying to get better. You know, 1% is a lot better. So, all those things have helped me in various ways.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.